Hello and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing the beloved Joel. In the book of Joel and in the book of John, we will be going through the prophecy of Joel and how that prophecy was imminent about the invasion of Judah. And so, I am hopeful that with our decree sessions that we have been doing, we'll be sinking into some of these different world stage events that are taking place on the planet right now. And that our decree sessions will be able to issue those fiats so that God presence is able to assist you all. I try my best to give you an open door window into my realm. And so with that, I am trying my best to give you an opportunity to see what it is about your Christhood that you will be able to usher in that Christ within you. And so, for the next couple of weeks, I will be doing an online Bible study to allow for you to see Christ in each book of the Bible. And so, that should be most beautiful to you, right? Yes. I always talk about the beautifulness of everything, and I am hopeful that in this realm of learning and exploring, that you will be able to come away from it with fresh eyes. And I'm not trying to convert any of you, but what I am trying to do is to bring about a nuance, if you will, to those beautiful essences of what Scripture is all about. Because Scripture has a lot of hidden meaning. Scripture is probably not divulging to the masses what it needs to. And so we're going to try and pick out different books that will depict the Christ in that book, that Bible. And so with that study, I am hoping that I can kind of surmise where, you know, that author was trying to, you know, interpret that study. So as we delve into this beautiful understanding of the Bible, if you have any questions at the end, I will try to answer them. So let us get into it. We will go into pondering on Scripture now, as I want to lay the foundation for us in the days of old in Joel, chapter 2, verse 1 through 6, 11 through 13, 15 to 17. And I'll give you a few seconds to get there in your Bibles or your study material. Thank you. And I'll point out the prophecy of the imminent invasion of Judah. It is in the day of the Lord, the day of Lord, that this time sequence will hearken unto the children of earth. The trumpets of the angels shall sound, and a cleansing of the earth will ensue. Do you think that we are at the end period in human history when God's purpose for humankind is fulfilled? When we gaze into the past of how Joel viewed life then, some feel it will be an instantaneous event that will take place as Christ returns to earth to claim his own faithful believers and to consign with the unbelievers to eternal judgment. But I really don't think that is exactly what will happen, right? I don't think so. I really don't. I just feel in my heart that there is more to this powerfulness. There's more to this Christ consciousness than we could ever imagine. And so when we come together, each one coming together and forming that Christ consciousness, what will be reflective of that is this: all of us being able to unify, and that togetherness, that unity, is going to be able to be a beautiful essence of the planet coming together and being able to align up and restore us to right use, right conditions. The body of Christ is going to be whole again, complete, renewed, revivified. And some feel like me, you know, I am of the belief that I feel this may be an accurate assessment. But other scholars may feel differently, as they suggest that the day of the Lord will be a long period of time. And you can actually see that in Revelation 20, verse 14 through 15. So I hope that you all have gotten your Bibles as we begin. Let us examine the scriptures as it is written in the book of Joel. Disaster strikes the southern kingdom of Judah without warning. An ominous black cloud descends upon the land. The dreaded locust. Blow, ye, the trumpet, in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and as horsemen. So shall they run, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains. Shall they leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. And it goes on to say in verse 11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. And for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. And in verse 15 through 17, it states, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Christ promised to send the Holy Spirit after his ascension to the Father.
John 16:7-15 states, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine and shall shew it unto you in a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us?" Jesus spake, "A little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father." All right. When we assess the deity of the incarnate Son of God, a man that is called Jesus, John 9:11 states, it is also called the Christ, the Son of the Living God, John 6:69. I have pointed out that the deity of Christ, that divinity of Christ, that divine being, is evident in his 7 I Am statements, which are, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. It is written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." And that is out of John 20, verse 31. So let us traverse back to Joel for a minute, because we just came from the book of John. Joel the prophet had envisioned God's Spirit being poured out upon all flesh. Chapter 2, verse 28. Just before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 31. The occasion for Joel's prophecy was the invasion of Judah by a swarm of locusts, followed by a severe drought. Joel views the coming day of the Lord as the coming day of the judgment, when God will directly intervene in human history to vindicate his righteousness. This will be a time of unparalleled retribution upon Israel and the whole nation. But this time will culminate in great blessings and salvation for all who trust in the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel pretty much issued a warning to the people of Judah of their need to turn humbly to the Lord with penitent hearts, so that God can bless rather than buffet them. If they continue to spurn God's gracious call to repentance, to judgment, that judgment will be inevitable. Joel stresses the sovereign power of God over nature and nations, and points out how God uses nature to get the attention of people. Right? Yes. And so, we are at the precipice of change. We do not know when our last breath will be. But we know that by Joel's forewarnings, we are to stay in total obedience to his claims, because his deep expressions lets us know that we should be prepared for that great day which is upon us. And we must be ready for the day of the Lord in Joel chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. It states clearly that the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, "Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation." All throughout the land is change. All throughout the land, we are experiencing fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, and other calamities that have risen. But during the pandemic, all was silent. All was still. All was quiet. There is a stillness in the wee hours of the morning that speaks to my soul. For my soul is the Christ that dwells in me. The Christ that is awake, because I ask Christ to come into my heart and be with me. I ask Christ to establish in me a clean and righteous heart. I ask Christ to be the root that cannot be plucked out and will never wither. As the Christ stands, I stand. As the Christ is positioned, I too am in position. As the Christ is in battle, I too am in battle. I rise, I face, and I conquer what Christ has ordained for me to do. And to be so, shall I answer in kind that I am, that I am all thine until the day when he says it is finished. So shall it be. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. It will be finished, and so it shall be, according to his name, his holy name. All right. Let us go into our decree session as we marinate on Joel's words and his warnings that he gives us. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, come. Come, 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 in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, 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 in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, 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 in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. In the name of my beloved, mighty, I Am Presence, I have taken my stand on God's side, and I enter into the realm of the mighty I Am Presence, the realm of perfection. As I go forth tonight, while my body sleeps, I enter into the heart of the great, great silence, and I am charged with the ascended master's purity. My physical senses become filled with the sacred fire of eternal purity. As I return to my physical structure in the morning, those greater powers of purity shall blaze, blaze, blaze through every cell of my flesh body and expand and expand and expand and pour forth through my atmosphere the ascended master's purity, which becomes an added flame to my own life stream that holds me holds me in the invincible perfection of the ascended master's octave forever. Through the beloved mighty I Am presence, that invincible, fiery, victorious presence, which I am, and the invincible, fiery, victorious hand of the cosmic Christ, I demand, I command, that as I enter sleep tonight, I am clothed in beloved Saint Germain's crystal cap, crystal armor, and crystal cross of 1,000 suns, and the ascended master's precipitated light substance, I go deep, deep, deep within the ascended master's flame of eternal, invincible freedom and victory. All activities of their invincible purity and protection, and I am charged with such Herculean power of the sacred fire that as I return to my body in the morning, through my conscious command, that flame floods over this nation, and through my radiation and calls, I command conditions be changed for the better, and perfection be compelled into action everywhere forever, everywhere forever, everywhere forever. Descend, 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 defend, 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 defend. Command, 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 command. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Control, 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 control. Take hold, take hold, take hold, take hold, take hold, take hold. Enfold, 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 enfold. Our victory, victory, hold. Our victory, victory, hold. Our victory, victory, hold. Expand, expand, expand. Expand, expand, expand. Our freedom now demand. Our freedom now demand. In thee we ever stand. In thee we ever stand. I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am. Forevermore I am. The only presence acting. I am. I am. I am. Om. 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 This is the end of our Bible study and decree session. I hope you all have received what you needed to receive in this great teaching. I can be reached at destinytheopendoor@outlook.com.
Again, that's Destiny, the Open Door at Outlook.com. And if you would do me a favor and spread this Bible study, the decree sessions, and also the videos, that would be greatly appreciated. If you can just give a like every now and then, I know that I am working a mighty work. Those of you that are in the United States of America, when you're issuing your fiats, just know that the angels are paying attention. The elementals are paying attention. When you issue those fiats, they will go into working on your behalf. Those fiats are like something you've never known that will instantly manifest into your reality because you have called forth in that fiat your mighty I Am presence, with it, which is the Christ presence over you. That is the Christhood that resides within the sacred chamber. It is also positioned at the top, over the top of your head, that electronic presence, that Holy Christ Self and the causal body. And the electronic presence, which is the I Am presence over you, comes down through that silver cord and attaches itself to the sacred chamber, which lies deep within the heart. And so when you're issuing these fiats, that's like medicine to the great I Am. It's like gold. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it activates itself. It revs up like a hot rod and it goes into action with the angelic kingdom. It goes into action with the elementals of the earth, and it starts to work a mighty work on your behalf, touching all of the waterways throughout the land, touching all of the earth of the land, touching all of the air elementals throughout the whole entire circumference of this great globe, okay? And touching all of the people in which you come into contact with. That's how powerful and magnetic the great I Am is. And I hope that you will let I Am presence into your life, into your realm, into your world, and into your hearts. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, signing off. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. I thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Until we meet again.